Actually, life doesn't make any sense, does it? I mean, you can make up your mind about it as long and as often as you want. There won't show up any sense at all. Nothing. Well, of course, family, friends, career, lifestyle, whatsoever. But all in all, that's nothing. No, really. Because sense is something virtual. Nothing makes more sense than something else. Do animals waste thoughts on issues like sense? I don't think so. Most people still believe in good and bad, or at least in something good. Hell, many people even believe in justice and truth, and that they have rights or duties. Problem is, everything we want, everything we think, and everything we do is linked to a certain system. You might say now, where's the problem with that? I will tell you. The more we hang on a system, the less we want to change. The problem now is, everything changes except us. And the even bigger problem is, man doesn't want to change, so man changes everything else, so it fits into his system. Individualism is a very rarely spread gift. By which I don't really mean clothes or music or something. You get the idea. I often thought, who are they to tell me what to do? What if I just didn't acknowledge their reign? Just because we are a free democratic republic, it doesn't mean they can tell me what I have to do, does it? But the fact I missed was a small rule called survival of the fittest. When I finally realized that we still live in some kind of neo-prehistoric, mafia-like organized arrangement where we pay the fittest to protect us and thus make everybody survive, I give it up. Or let's put it that way. We all do what the majority wants, because otherwise the majority's guards would beat us up, drastically spoken. That's fucking right, now that you think about it, isn't it? Probably there is no way to escape from it, at least not yet. To live a completely different life. Well, maybe you can live a relatively different life in some desert, or somewhere on the sea, or in some kind of jungle, something untouched by civilization. On the other hand, why? So I can say, oh, those damn humans, they won't mess me up again? I can do so now. Plus, I can tell them right into their face. Funny, huh? At least I could. By the way, being isolated from civilization might feel a bit, lonely. Worst feeling man can feel? Loneliness. Expert for loneliness talking. Which also shows that man is not perfect. Of course not. Such diversity of contradictory feelings within one mind? Mistaken evolution? If yes, just who exactly cares? But, as I'd say, there are no mistakes. To the question, does Earth belong to the human race? Many people would probably answer yes, because we were here before. Huh? And no, because we belong to Earth instead. Or something like that. What would you answer? Is it important? Not really, is it? That's something you could argue about for a very, very long time. And guess what? Humans could argue about everything for a very, very long time. And why is that? Because everybody needs to categorize things. Is it good? Is it bad? For me and the system. We need clear definition, otherwise we would feel uncertain. And man, uniquely naive, really thinks he'd be able to describe everything, to sort everything that is, just to group with same-minded and avoid outsiders. What do you think about it? What is your opinion? Blah blah blah. Who cares? I guess, and secretly hope, that man will finally fall due to his very own mind. You can see and feel that more and more people realize the senselessness they stumble into. No, wait. People just don't suppress the fact anymore. Yeah, that's it. Individualism often means destruction, in some kind of way. No wonder there are so little individualists, considering that destruction is bad. The advantage those destructive individualists have, they realize there is no sense. So why bother obeying the majority?